The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. صلات و السلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلات و السلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك و أصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك و أصحابك يا حبيب الله
صلات و السلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلات و السلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك و أصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك و أصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers, only child, the best people. Who is the best? This is our topic today, inshallah, that who is the best? So let's, before speaking on our topic, let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala said, supplications, meaning du'as, remain suspended between the heavens and the earth, and nothing from it moves upward until you recite salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear viewers of Bandisha, whenever you make dua, whenever you supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it a habit of yours. First start with the praise of Allah, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, you find that dua, that supplication which has durood e paak, peace and blessings read before it, after it, inshallah, it will reach his destination and it will be a means of acceptance of your duas, inshallah. So get into this habit, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear viewers of Bandi Channel, let's start by listening to recitation of the Holy Quran, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم
جمیل قادری سو جان سے قربان مرشد پر جمیل قادری سو جان سے قربان مرشد پر بنایا جس نے مجھ جیسے کو بندہ غوث اعظم کا
حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے من لم یشکر الناس لم یشکر اللہ یعنی جو لوگوں کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتا وہ اللہ کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتا آج آئیے اس عظیم ہستی کا ذکر کرتے ہیں شکر ادا کرتے ہیں کہ جنہوں نے ہمیں سنتوں پر عمل کا جذبہ دیا نیکیوں کا شوق دیا عشق رسول کی خوبصورت دولت عطا کی
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت
الحمدللہ
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت
ایسی عظیم ہستی کہ جو اتنا بڑا مرتبہ رکھے اور اپنے مریدوں کو عزت دے انہیں آگے بڑھائے پھر کیوں نہ ان کے ہم گنگائے
اپنا بنایا مجھ کو سینے لگایا مجھ کو 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 جو بھی ہے میری وقعت جو بھی ہے میری وقعت عطار کی بدولت جو بھی ہے میری وقعت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت
جب تک بکے نہ تھے تو کوئی پوچھتا نہ تھا تم نے خرید کر مجھے انمول کر دیا
عطار کا میں سب ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں عطار کا میں سب ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں عطار کا میں سب ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں عطار کا میں سب ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں کیا خوب میری نسبت کیا خوب میری نسبت عطار کی بدولت کیا خوب میری نسبت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت
وہ عظیم ہستی جن کے سبب لاکھوں عاشقان رسول نے امامے سجائے چہروں پر داڑیاں سجائیں سنتوں کے پیکر بنے کیوں نہ ان کے لیے ہم مل کر دعائیں کریں
سر پر سجے امامے پر نور داڑیاں ہیں 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 زندہ ہوئی ہے سنت زندہ ہوئی ہے سنت عطار کی بدولت زندہ ہوئی ہے سنت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت
سبحان اللہ کیا شان ہے امیر اہل سنت کی ان کے دامن سے وابستہ ہوئے تو نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام صحابہ کرام اہل بیت اور اولیاء کرام سے محبت کا جذبہ ملا
اللہ مصطفیٰ کی میرے غوث اور رضا کی 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 پیدا ہو دل میں الفت پیدا ہو دل میں الفت عطار کی بدولت پیدا ہو دل میں الفت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت
اللہ کریم اس نیک ہستی کے صدقے ہمارے دکھ درد اور غم دور فرما دے
بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا پوری ہو میری حاجت پوری ہو میری حاجت عطار کی بدولت پوری ہو میری حاجت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت
آخر میں دعا ہے کہ رب کریم ان کی برکت سے ہم سب کو ایمان کی سلامتی عطا فرمائے اور ہماری قبر کو نور مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم سے جگمگا دے
ہے بلال قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا ہے حبیب قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا ہے بلال قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا ہے حبیب قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا روشن ہو اس کی تربت روشن ہو اس کی تربت عطار کی بدولت روشن ہو اس کی تربت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت عطار کی بدولت عطار کی بدولت
جی our topic today is who is the best And I want to start off by reciting a verse of the Holy Quran. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Hajrat, para number 26, translation from Kanzul Iman. O people, we have indeed created you from one man and woman, and we have made you into various nations and tribes that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable amongst you, according to Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the one who is the most pious amongst you. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is all-knowing and all-aware. So, my dear viewers of Money Channel, who is the best? The reality is the person is the best, is the one who is the most pious in deeds, the most pious in actions. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have Ustaz, we're going to start with Ustaz Sahib, with Ustaz Tariq Madani, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with us. Ustaz Sahib, ye ek unique topic hai, ke who is the best? Aaj kal jo صورت حال یہ ہے کہ ہر کوئی بیسٹ بنا ہوا ہے ایوری ون کلیمنگ ٹو بی دا بیسٹ ایوری ون وانٹس ٹو بی دا بیسٹ بٹ ہو از ان ریالٹی ان دا بیسٹ ان دا لائٹ آف قرآن اینڈ حدیث
قرآن مجید قرآن حمید میں اللہ تبارک و تعالی ارشاد فرماتا ہے ان اکرمکم عند اللہ اتقاکم تم میں جو سب سے زیادہ تعظیم والا جو سب سے زیادہ بیسٹ ہے تو وہ تم میں پرہیزگار شخص ہے سبحان ہم دنیا میں اچھا سٹیٹس دنیا میں اکرام دنیا میں رسپیکٹ کی بات کرتے ہیں کہ یہ بڑا بہتر شخص ہے اس کے پاس بہت سا مال ہے بہت سی گاڑیاں ہیں اسلام کی روح سے یہ بات واضح ہوتی ہے کہ بہترین شخص وہ ہے کہ جس کے پاس تقویٰ زیادہ ہے وہ بہترین ہے اور پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے کیا ارشاد فرمایا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا تم میں سے بہترین شخص وہ ہے جو قرآن پاک کو سیکھے اور سکھائے اور ہم نے ایک تعداد ایک بہت بڑی تعداد ہے جو معذرت کے ساتھ کہ قرآن پاک نہیں سیکھتے میں بتانا یہ چاہتا ہوں کہ لوگ سمجھتے نہیں کہ قرآن کی کیا اہمیت ہے اور قرآن سیکھنے اور سکھانے کی کیا اہمیت ہے اور جو شخص سیکھے اور سکھائے تو بہترین نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ یہ شخص جو ہے بہترین لوگوں میں سے کہ خیرکم من تعلم القرآن وعلمہ
اٹس ا ریالٹی مائی ڈیئر ویوز واز استاد صاحب واز ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دی بیسٹ امنگس یو ہی لرنز دی قرآن اینڈ ٹیچز اٹ ٹو ادرز And today, a lot of people, they have very confident in themselves that I know how to read the Quran. I've been reading for this much years, 30 years, 40 years. But have you really had it tested by those who really know the Quran properly? And if you, once you get it tested, you'll find out how good is your Quran. Is our Quran at that level that where we are reading it correctly, or we are making mistakes? And according to us, it might be right, but if you're not reading according to the way it should be read, you listen by the proper teachers, then it could be that instead of getting reward, we might be entitled of punishment. So my dear viewers of Money Channel, who is the best? This is our topic today. And Shahid Bhai was going through a different narration, different hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there's a calculation of a list of different hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked about different people being the best. For example, it's mentioned about the person with the best character is the best, the person who is best towards his neighbors, the person who is the most righteous, the person who is expected of goodness. Also the person whose tongue and hands people are saved from, the person who learns the Quran, teaches it to others, who feeds the hungry, the best towards his family, in different things, the best towards mankind. Number of different categories of people who are mentioned in hadith to be the best. But leave it in your hands. Who is the best, Shahid Bhai?
A beautiful topic, Abdulhamid Bhai. We can break it in different aspects. If I may say this from the beginning, many people have their own definition of who is the best. Some people may think the best person is the one who has his dream job. He's always had a particular view that he wants a particular job. Some may think that the best person is who's got good status in society, that he's got recognition, he's known everywhere by everybody. Some other may think that a best person is who's got a lot of wealth. He's achieved a lot of wealth either by way of business or by hard work, or someone who's got multiple businesses, that he's the best person because he's successful. Many people perceive best is the one who has succeeded in the worldly achievements. On the other aspect, we may look at when friends are together, some may think, well, he's the best because I trust on him. I can rely on him in every aspect. He's the best person I have. But in reality, if we look at who is the best of the best is the below Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there's nobody like the below Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after that, if we look at the rest of the Prophets on Islam, the companions, the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the saints of Allah Almighty, these are the best because those personalities who did everything for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Now, when we look at the general people in society nowadays, who is the best amongst society in this day and age? And it could be said in general, those who help those who are in need, those who look after their parents, whether they are old or not, whether they are ill or not, but those who look after their parents, those who care for others' rights, such as your neighbors, such as your employers and employee colleagues, these are also considered the best person. Those who refrain from sins and protect themselves from committing sins, that is the best person. Those who refrain from lying, telling tales, backbiting, these are considered as best in society. Those who read the Quran on a daily basis and seek knowledge from that, and those who teach Quran to others, these are the best people in this day and age. Those who act upon the sunnah of the Beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these are the best people in nowadays. If we are talking of who is the best, these are the best people, and we need to look at ourselves and question ourselves, are we amongst any one of these? Do we refrain from sins? Do we refrain from lying? Do we refrain from backbiting? Do we refrain from telltelling? Are we amongst those who look after those who need help? Those who are unfortunate and need any kind of help, do we go out of our way to help them in any aspect? If our parents are of an older age, do we look after our parents? Because it is our duty to look after our parents. If our neighbors are in any difficulty, do we help and look after our neighbors? There's so many ways, Muhammad, that we can say that who is the best. But yet, when we ponder upon who is the best, generally, people will look at success in worldly life, success in the business, successful in achievement as to what a person has achieved. But that does not mean that person is best, because a person may perceive to be a particular kind of person amongst his friends, amongst his circle of people who he associates with, whether at work, whether at friends, or whatever a person does. But his character may be completely different at home. If his character is different at home, and if he's not treating his family members correctly, is he really the best person? The answer is one we know themselves, because we can say, well, you're living a double life in that aspect. You're showing a different perception to people generally out there, for people to think that you are a good person, you're a best person. But at home, if your character is completely different, then you're actually not the best person, because you're not treating your family right. Inshallah, throughout the program, we'll elaborate on these points.
Who is the best? जब मैं ये चीजें देख रहा था ना इसके बारे में, you know, there's few things regarding who is the best. They're regarding a person's own character. उसका अपना अखलाक, अपना character इसके ऊपर. But if you look at the majority of the other things, they were related to people.
जी.
मतलब लोगों के साथ किस तरह उसका सलूक है, किस तरह how is with people. And you know, if you're the best amongst the neighbors, the best amongst, you know, the best to his wife, the best to his family, you know, they kind of, you know, connected with people. And that's making the person better when he's better with others. It's easy to be best sometimes with oneself, but if other people, how are we with people? Like, imagine dekh raha tha, soch raha tha, the best, the person sometimes regarding the one who is the best to his neighbors. And I was soche, शायद तो बहुत सारे ऐसे लोग हैं कि नेबर्स के साथ तो कोई कनेक्शन ही नहीं है. There's no connection with the neighbors. There's no relationship with them. Someone doesn't even know who his next door neighbor is. If someone came knocking on the door and asked, you know, so and so, where do you know if someone lives here whose name is this, we probably weren't able to tell him. And he might be our neighbor next door.
जी हाँ, सही फरमा रहे. बहुत सारी ऐसी रिवायतें हैं जिनमें यही मालूम होता है कि हम जो है दूसरों के साथ, अदर पीपल के साथ जो ना बहुत अच्छे हों. और हाँ, ये जो ना ऐसे ही है कि ऐसा होता है बाज़ औक़ात, जिससे हमारी अच्छी बनती है, या जो हमारा बॉस होता है, या जो हमारे जो हमसे ज्यादा माल वाला होता है, या जिससे हमें कुछ लेना देना होता है, उससे हम बड़े अच्छे ताल्लुक है. तो भाई उसके लिए हम उसकी नजरों में बिल्कुल बेस्ट नजर आने की कोशिश करते हैं. उसके सामने हम हम्बलनेस भी शो करेंगे, उसके सामने हम बहुत सारे ऐसे काम करेंगे जो शायद हम दूसरों के सामने नहीं करते. क्यों? इसलिए कि उससे जो है कुछ हमें बेनिफिट लेना है दुनियावी तौर पर. तो लेकिन हकीकत ये है कि लोगों में जो ना जो बेहतरीन शख्स है, इसके बहुत सारी लिस्ट में ऐसे ही बहुत सारी लिस्ट हैं जिनमें नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने मुख्तलिफ मौके के एतबार से फरमाया कि तुम में बेहतरीन वो है, तुम में बेहतरीन वो है. तो हुस्न अखलाक का होना ये जो है बंदे को दुनिया से नफरत और आखरत से मोहब्बत पैदा करता है. और जिस शख्स के दिल में दुनिया से नफरत और आखरत से मोहब्बत हो, तो फिर वो शख्स गुनाहों से बचता है. हम दुआ करते हैं कि अल्लाह तबारक व तआला हम सबको भी ऐसा दिल अता फरमाए कि जिसमें सरकशी ना हो, ऐसा दिल अता फरमाए कि जिसमें हसद ना हो, ऐसा दिल अता फरमाए कि जो गुनाहों से पाक हो. आमीन.
इंशाल्लाह. ब्यूटीफुल मदनी फूल सा उस्ताद साहब देयर रिगार्डिंग that the person who is the best, the one who has a clean heart, the one who has good character, his character is the best. And in a number of hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned that really amongst you, the best of you is those who are best in character. And this is something which we need to be working on today. If you want to be amongst the best people, then you need to improve your character. You got to make sure your character is good in front of not just the people outside, but amongst your own family members as well, amongst your own household. How is your character with your own children? How is your character with your wife? How is your character with your mother? How is your character with your father? This type of behaving towards our parents and our sisters and our brothers and our family members, how is our character towards them? This is what counts to make the person best. Nishad Bhai, amongst the best people, we've talked about character. Those who are good in character. What do we mean good in character? Who's the best in character? You know, people seem to think best in character is one who, you know, has a bit of money and sports people, helps them out, and that's it.
You mentioned about character generally, but if someone wants to know how to become a best person in character-wise, then I will advise them that obtain the Madani Nekamal and Pious Deeds book. and read that on a daily basis and start acting upon that. Okay. And a person will automatically see the change of their character to what they are and to what they will lead them to. Before a person does anything, did they make the good intention of doing something? So when you meet, do something, you always make a righteous intention that I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. But generally when you meet people, the question there, did you greet somebody with a smile? Did you shake their hand? Did you speak to people politely? That's part of your character.
MashaAllah.
Did you respect your elders?
MashaAllah.
That's in there. Did you perform your daily five salahs? That will change your character, and it's an obligation for us to read our five daily salahs as well. So do we do these things? Did we,
some viewers are Bandi Chal, they might be thinking, salah, how is going to improve our character? But it's very heavy. That salah will improve your character, because once you connect to your creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that it will change you from inside, it will make you better. Once you are able to recognize your creator, once you start to perform ibadat, prostrate into the court of Allah, this will humble you inshallah. So, mashallah.
Yes, and then coming on to the children aspect of Mumbai, we tend to see many that when children ask something, we either quite maybe harsh with children or refusing that right. But do we speak to them politely? If a child does something wrong, do we speak to them politely and explain them to them in a simple manner that son or daughter, you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't do this, you should have done this aspect. Speak to them in a polite manner. This is also part of your character. So reform your character. Beautiful. Another thing I have learned by is trust and honesty. If somebody has trusted us with something, have we kept that trust or have we breached that trust? Because many people overseas, when somebody tells us something in confidence, we tend to use that against a person for our own benefit. Therefore, trust is very important. Another point in there is about trust. Have we kept the trust of a person or did we breach that trust? And were we honest with the person or did we break a promise? Therefore, these are such points that we need to look into our actions as to what we are doing on a daily basis. Are we acting upon these points and reforming our character in these aspects?
No.
If we're not, then we need to ponder upon as to what our character is. How are we considered as the best person? Somebody may think that, you're the best person. But deep down in my heart, I know what the reality of my condition is. Am I really a person which I'm portraying to be, or am I something different? Am I lying to a person? And generally in a conversation on a daily basis, we look at how many people do we encounter on a daily basis? Many. How many people do we tell a lie to? Out of no reason, when there's no reason to lie, do we still lie about something just to make ourselves look good? Something which we need to ponder upon. And if we are doing that, then we need to consider that we're not only, misguiding a person in a particular aspect, we are creating sins within our book of deeds by lying about something when there's no need of lying as well. Honesty is the best principle.
Carrying on with our topic, there's many other narrations which talk about who is the best.
بہت ساری روایت ہیں بہت سارے بیسٹ ہونے کے حوالے سے خواتین میں بیسٹ کون ہیں
اللہ اللہ
نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے شفا مسند ابی اعلیٰ کی حدیث ہے تم میں بہترین عورتیں وہ ہیں جن کے ہاتھ لمبے ہوں جن کے ہینڈز لمبے ہوں اس سے وہ عورتیں مراد ہیں کہ جو صدقہ کرنے میں چیریٹی دینے میں زکات دینے میں لوگوں کو فقیروں کا خیال کرنے میں اور ایسی چیزوں میں فوراً جلدی سے جو ہے وہ نیکی کی طرف ہاتھ بڑھانے والی عورتیں یہ بہترین عورتیں ہیں تو یہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا
شاہد بھائی ریگارڈنگ دی بیسٹ استاد صاحب ٹچڈ اپون ا بٹ ود دی سسٹرز دی ویمن ہو گیو in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are those who feed others as well. In the way of feeding people, in the way of giving, alhamdulillah, is something which Dawat Islami is doing, alhamdulillah.
If we look at our situation in this country, alhamdulillah, we're not struggling with things. But when we look at the broader aspect of in countries where people are struggling with food and water, and we have the means and the ability to help them in that aspect. Alhamdulillah, Dar Islami's Department of FGRF, Sun Global Relief Fund, which is building water wells and providing food and water to those people who are in need in remote areas, such as, you know, there's places in Pakistan and other countries as well, where people are having to walk 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers just to get water. We don't have that problem today, Abdul-Hanan Bhai. We open our tap and get as much water as we want. And at times, you know, we take this as granted and we abuse that system because we fill water. We only probably need probably quarter glass or half a glass, but we fill it to the top and we drink a bit, the rest down the sink.
Mm.
We abuse this system, this blessing of Allah Almighty, which we have, water. And if we put ourselves in a position, what about if we were in that location where we had to walk 20 kilometers or 30 kilometers and yet we were struggling to get in the water and walking in such a heat as well. In summer, even in this country, when we are in outside in a place where it's hot, you know, we're thirsty, we're craving for water or craving for a drink. And what we'll do, we'll go get a bottle of water from the shop or get a freezer drink or something to quench our thirst. What about those people who are having to walk such a distance to do that? Just another point which I want to mention as well, which is about becoming the best person as well. Nowadays, we see that many people, when you are having a conversation with somebody and if something is said to somebody, very easily they get angry. They start to use foul language. They start to abuse one another. Controlling your tongue is very important to make a person a better person. And refraining from getting angry as well is also a way of becoming a better person. Nowadays, when you have a conversation with somebody or you say something to somebody which the other person didn't take it too friendly, they'll blow the fuse and they'll get angry and start ranting and raving another, and it'll come to such a situation where people end up physically getting involved with another.
Yes, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ talks about the best of you is those whose tongue and hands people are safe from as well. We don't say, we don't use foul language, you know, we don't hurt the feelings of others, and with the same with our hands, we don't use our force against people as well.
And this tongue we have, the Hunabai, is the only organ without a bone, but it's the most dangerous organ if you look at it. It can hurt a person's feelings so much. But equally, if you apply to a person, you could cheer a person up as well.
So, dear viewers of Madni Channel, we're sort of coming towards the end of our silsila. Ustaz, time is more or less up. Just if some final Madni pool aapki taraf se ek ho jaye.
Hadith Pak mein ban kiya gaya Shaubul Iman ki riwayat hai. Farmaya ke meri ummat mein behtareen log wo hain. Farishton ne Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko khabar di. Farmaya ke wo logon ke samne jo hai wo khush hon aur tanhai mein وہ لوگ اپنے رب کو یاد کر کے رکھتے ہوں
اللہ
تعالیٰ میں رونے والی آنکھیں تفا یہ لوگ بھی جو روتے ہیں نا جو تنہائیوں میں روتے ہیں جو خاموشی کے ساتھ تنہائیوں میں روتے ہیں نا یہ لوگ بھی جناب بہترین لوگوں میں شمار
We make dua in the court of Almighty Allah سبحانہ وتعالی that Allah سبحانہ وتعالی makes us amongst those people who cry with his fear in the depths of our loneliness on our own in hidden away from people Ameen. So don't forget to join us on our silsila. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul